Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good evening. This is Rachel Miller with Straight Talk, and we're back. It's another week, and I'm so glad to be joining you on this evening. I pray that everyone had a wonderful day, a wonderful holiday. Mine was awesome, and God is so good to us. So I just want us to relax, know that this is a free, safe zone that we can talk maturely, and we can, there's no judgment, we can talk maturely, and we can discuss the matters at hand, and prayerfully get some deliverance or some guidance to the deliverance. Isn't that good? Yes, and I just want to make a few short announcements right before I start. We have Meet the Authors on October 17th at Cat's Cafe, which is down on Piedmont, right in the middle of Midtown. We had a sensational time. Crystal Chanel put on an awesome event in August, and if you missed it, you do not want to miss this. It's the men this time. The first time it was the ladies, including myself, but it will be the men, and I just know it will be an awesome time. And, you know, I like it because it's revelatory. You get some revelation, and it's a relaxed evening. You're able to interact. It's really great. So you guys, come on out to Cat's Cafe on October 17th. We're also, I'm going to be looking to do a workshop soon on Do You Know What Your Worth Is? If you're interested, I would appreciate it if you could begin to inbox me at rachelmiller518@yahoo.com or either touch me on Facebook. That's Rachel Miller, Atlanta, Georgia. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the hooker inside. Oh, yeah, the hooker inside. I know some of you are saying, there's no hooker in me. But, yes, there is a hooker that lives on the inside of us. And I want to address that situation on tonight. Okay, I hope that you can hear me clearly. The hooker inside, you know, hooker is a slang for prostitute. And what I want you to realize is that there's a hidden hooker down within and is screaming to be set free. Free me, free me. I know some of us believe that we have arrived at the epitome of holiness. And there just ain't no way a hooker characteristic is inside of you. Well, I beg the difference. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Let me explain this. Say you're single, ladies and gentlemen. You made up your mind and consecrated yourself for the gospel. You know, set yourself aside to do the work of the Lord. And that's okay. You're waiting. Hooray! So why is it every time you see a man, lady, you go to tripping? I mean, your walk gets sexy. You begin to sashay. I mean, man, you're working those hips. I mean, girl, you're twisting so hard, the man can hear your hip pop. Wow! You're checking the man's ring finger to see if he's married. Like that's going to tell you the truth. So many are taking them off today. We don't know who's married and who's not married. Because most of the married one is not trying to wear a ring. Do you or any of your single girlfriend's personality change when a man shows up? If so, it's because that once buried hook was resurrected and she shows up to help you out, girl. Men, you know different. Let's not just act like it's just the women, because we know that men have a hidden hooker too. And some of them are so open, but they do have hidden hookers. You're single and you're waiting, but you can't stop checking out every woman that you see, even the ones you wouldn't even give the time of day to, because you think you have a type. But I'm revealed to you, your male hooker doesn't have a type other than vagina. Can someone say, my hooker is trying to break free? In Matthew 5:28, it says this: but I tell you that anyone who looks upon a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. I'm not saying that you or anyone else hooker is showing up in church, but some are. Just keeping it real, we know that they are. Listen, think about this. Your hooker spirit may not be a bold one. It might be quiet and subtle, you know, just easing its way on in there, and you don't even realize that it's happening. But people around you, they do. They're checking out your mood swings, the way you changing, the way you acting, the way you talking all of a sudden when some man come around, and they're trying to figure out what is wrong with you. No, you're not bipolar. You just got a hooker trying to get out. That's all. Trust me on this. Sometimes the hooker is not up front, but she's hidden, even from you. When put in the right conducive atmosphere or circumstances, the hooker can arise. All I'm saying to you tonight, listeners, is it is time to be honest about it. Women and men alike, we have a hooker spirit that needs to be confronted. In the streets, we call promiscuous men gigolos, pimps, or prostitutes, too. In the church, we call them pastors, deacons, and musicians. What I tell you, what a lot of us don't know is the hooker spirit will take control of your mind, body, and your spirit. If your spirit isn't in control at all times, then guess what? Your flesh certainly is. Do you know that your eyes are seductive? Oh, yeah. They're seductive, all right. In Proverbs 6:25b, that's out of the NIV, it says, do not let her captivate you with her eyes. Do not let your eyes be used to allure the menfolk before the appointed time, ladies. Same with you men. Your eyes are drawing trouble to you. They are the windows of the soul. The Bible tells us that, and it's in there for a reason. You can see a lot in people's eyes, and you can read a lot of stuff that you shouldn't be looking at. Listen, what makes you think that you were a hot mess before you got saved? But now instantly, everything you were, you used to do, just vanished. Y'all, this happens to a very few instantaneously, and it depends on your heart's attitude, how instant that thing's going to go away. Now, you men, in your eyes, you use them also to be seductive. Calm those raging testosterone down. I mean, reel it in already. Stop having sex with every woman you see with your eyes. And stop undressing them also. Can somebody say, hooker? Huh? Oh, yeah. The scripture, Matthew 5:28. It's referring to, the scripture 5:28 is referring to men. But so many women today don't know who they are. Why is that? Why are we so confused that we don't know our gender? We don't know how we should act. We don't know how to behave like a lady. We don't know what a lady does. So guess what? The hooker inside has us acting out in roles and characters of men. Women are going out to pick up men. We beat them to asking us out for our number. Them out first. We ask them for their number. We're so forward. Sometimes, you know what? You ought to just look at yourself and say, hooker, sit down. Asking men folk to marry you? All out of order. This is not the way it should be, and this is not the way we should behave, ladies. Let's talk a bit about control. Well, most of us have control over our flesh, so we think. I mean, we really.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for being patient. Looks like we actually lost our host. However, give us a second, and she'll be back on the air with us. Sorry about the technical difficulties. This is Crystal Chanel. We appreciate you for tuning in with us at the Crystal Chanel Show. And hopefully you guys are having a great, great evening on today.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show. And check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I already knew this was going to happen because anytime we really start talking for real about ourselves and about what we're doing, the devil don't like it. So, you know, devil, go on somewhere and sit down. Right? Sit on down with the hookers because we're not with that. Now we're going to go on. I was talking about control. Well, most of us have pretty good control over our flesh. We do really, really good most of the time. So we think, but when we are weak and vulnerable, things can happen, and guess what? They usually do. This happens to Christians and sinners alike, even to the menfolk, y'all. It happens. Let me give you an example so that, you know, I can really bring this home for us. This happens to the singles and the married folks. Your boyfriend or your husband becomes distant. Physical or verbal abuse begin, or both. And guess what? Along comes a spider. That's right. A sweet, considerate man. He's concerned about your feelings, and he is pretty genuinely about it. He is very complimentary, and he is good-looking, ladies. Woo! Can somebody say, hello, hooker. Before you know it, you are lying in some hotel or in his bed. Child, I'm telling you, this happens so suddenly and so subtle at times. We in the bed with our legs wide open before we even know it. Men, you go through the same thing exactly. See, because a lot of women, they don't really believe men go through this, but they do. And you know why? Because they get tired. Ladies are being called dogs or being belittled in some kind of way by their partners. Always talking down to your man. Child, you are running him into the street. Now, there ain't no excuse for him to go out there and do what he's going to do. But, you know, the hooker has more control at that point than he does. So I'm just letting you know, stop dogging your man out, pushing them out there into some desperate woman arms who just can't wait to get them. They're already looking at them. So what happens is the minute a flirtatious remark comes his way, honey, the hooker is ready. In fact, the hooker stay on ready. Adultery is more than illicit sex. I really want you to get that. Adultery is more than illicit sex. Adultery begins with an attitude of lust. An attitude of lust is the way you feel about your sexual desires. If pleasing your sexual appetite is the top priority for you, that's what's going to happen one way or another. Hey, single ladies, if you're waiting on a man, don't sit around fantasizing about every fine man you come across. Down, hooker. I'm serious. Have you ever been in a situation where you're talking to a man and all of a sudden you imagine him in his underwear? Or even naked? Sure, I have. Or maybe you dream about him sexually. I'm telling you, she's trying to break free. This hooker is getting out one way or the other. But you start rebuking the devil instantly. You, especially those things, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. That's a good place to start. But please don't leave yourself out that rebuke, because usually it's you and not the devil. Whatever you have to do, I say to you, to him or her, put them to death. If you have to keep killing her or him, by all means, do so. Do whatever you have to do. Just pray, fast, cold showers, whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes for you to keep your clothes on and for you to not get involved in fornication, adultery, orgies, masturbation. Do whatever you have to do, because this hooker will pull you in any kind of way she has to. And it's just that simple. We have to understand that the hooker is always on alert. I mean, and have you ever been sitting up in church and the preacher preach, and it's joke-a-fine? He preaches, and you ride along with him. You're keeping up with the scriptures. You're trying to take notes. Then all of a sudden, you done drifted. You notice that you're writing some stuff on the paper that you ain't got no business writing. You looking up there, you imagining yourself with the man, holding hands, because he not married. You thinking, oh, this the opportunity to hook a thing. You next in line. You next first lady. Down, hooker. I'm telling you, we have got to keep these things intact. Really, you really have to work on it. You know, it's just like working out your soul salvation. You have to work on these things. You can't think just because you have confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again for your sins, that's just it. Everything else is just clean now. I mean, you can just go everything. You ain't even got to worry about it, because all those habits I had, all the problems I had, the addiction, everything just left. Well, not all the time. And like I said, we'll be lying if we said that it went away just that easy, because most of the time it don't. And a lot of times it goes away, it goes dormant. So because it's dormant, we think we're free of these things until the prime situation comes around. I mean, you're out every time you see a man, you want to see what kind of car he getting into, who he's with, if he's with anybody. Oh, he looks single. Oh, he's sharp. Oh, he makes a lot of money. Oh, this same way with men. They're looking like, oh, yeah, she got it together. I don't really see her coming to church with anybody. Oh, I don't see her hanging out with anybody. We have to be very careful. And the reason we have to be very careful is, guess what? Because that same mindset and heart and set and the spirit that we had in the world, we brought it on over with us. That's right. We didn't let go of it. And guess what? It held on to you. So now you're doing the same thing, but guess what? In a different venue. you need deliverance. And we have to really be real with ourselves. The Bible says that we should worship God in spirit and in truth. So we don't need to lie about ourselves, even in the littlest things. If you know that, you know, you're at a new church, and whether the pastor is single or married, if you know that you can't stop looking at that man, then guess what? Begin to pray about that thing. Don't just let it go and just say, oh, that'll pass. No, because see, sin first comes as a thought. And then when you start meditating on it and thinking about it all the time, it begins to grow. And then you want to start, and then guess what? You put yourself in a position, and somehow you wind up alone with that particular person, and then something happens. And you say, oh, he's feeling the same way I'm feeling. The next thing you know, you feel like that is a free reign. Oh, you know, I can do this because, you know, we in church. And maybe I might wind up married, and maybe not. Usually you won't. Trust me on that one. You really won't. But, I mean, we just have to really be truthful. And if you know that you are on a board or in leadership some kind of way in your church, and you know that you're having problems with lust or masturbation or different things, set yourself down. Don't wait to be called out, especially at Apostolic Church. We want to wait for somebody to call us out and say, look, sit down, you dirty. Look, I come call you in my office because something's wrong with you. We don't have to have people call us out all the time. Call yourself out. I mean, we need to be mature Christians, and we need to do an evaluation on ourselves. Look at ourselves and see. I mean, and if you notice every time, you know, you're doing pretty good, but every time you were around the opposite sex, you know, you start acting a little quirky or a little crazy, okay, then you know, I got to take this to God in prayer. Because, I mean, something ain't right here, and it's starting to make me feel uncomfortable. That's what I did. I prayed about everything. I just kept it real myself because I was doing some stuff. And I feel like the only way I was going to really be delivered is I just confess that stuff and I talk to the Lord and say, look, I'm going to need you to fix this because I can't do it. I just can't do it on my own. And the Holy Ghost came and helped me. So, I mean, you know, we have people who are in churches and they can go and get some help, hopefully, prayerfully. And if not, you have to pray on your own, or if you have an individual prayer group or somebody that you can connect that can hold you accountable outside of your church, you know, you need to do that. And then for those that are not saved, say they're not even going to church and they haven't accepted Christ as your Savior. Well, you can start by just being truthful with yourself. And once you become truthful with yourself, then you can go to Christ, go to the Lord, and you can be truthful to the Lord about your situation. And he'll start doing a work in you, not even being attached to a church building, because the church is in you. So you just have to accept that. This is an interactive call, and though the devil is busy, God is busier. You can press 1 if you have a comment, anything to add, or if you have a question or some concern, please feel free to do that now so that we can interact with one another. Can y'all do that for me, listeners? Can somebody call in and let's start a real conversation back and forth with one another? I would really appreciate that if you guys would interact on tonight. And is any men out here listening? Because if you're out here listening, I really would like a man's point of view. If you could press 1 and connect in and let us know your views or some things that you have embraced or experienced along your walk that would be helpful to the listeners, we would appreciate that on the night.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Trouble game track.
As you see, this call keeps dropping. Tonight, the radio, we're having some technical difficulties, but I pray that you are bearing with us and that you're on the line. We were just opening up the line for communication. So I was saying you can press 1 for comments or to ask a question or to give examples. Whatever it is if you have any concerns, please press 1 and I can speak with you live. And I was asking if there was any men on this line this evening, if you would connect in to give us a man's point of view on this. I would greatly appreciate it, and I know the listeners will as well.
Okay, looks like we actually have 2 calls holding, so we're going to go ahead and bring in caller 9751. You're on the air with Rachel Miller. Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm great. I do have a question or concern. I deal with a lot of females that go through different things in relationships, and so the question always comes up, so if it's a male or female in a relationship, whether it's a marriage or a boyfriend and girlfriend, if someone is withholding sex, what should be our response on how we should advise them on handling that so that, you know, they are still honoring their vows or what have you?
Okay, if they are married, it's got to be if they're married, because if they are married and they are withholding sex, that's a problem, because the Bible says that when you are married, your body does not belong to you any longer. The woman's body belongs to the husband, and the husband's body belongs to the wife. So therefore, it says to set aside a time that you will abstain from sex, so that you can go into prayer together, but then afterwards to come back together. So if you are withholding sex, and whether you female or male and you're married, you're absolutely out of order. So,
but that is not a ticket for the other party to go out and, you know.
Oh, definitely not. No, that is not it. But see, that's just the problem. It's not a ticket for them to go out and cheat,
mm-hmm.
but it sets up an opportunity for the devil to come in. See, the reason you set
yeah.
aside to pray is because to become stronger. And then the reason that you're joined together and is so that Satan can't come in and put things and put people in the way to
uh-huh.
take you outside of the marriage. Now, if they're just going out and cheating, it's because they want to cheat, honey. That's the hook in them. They just can't wait to get out there and do
it. Come on now.
Now, that needs to be real gone in. They need to check that. You
right.
know, and that's what I'm saying. Don't be playing about something. When you took a vow not only with your wife or your husband, you took it before God. That covenant is between you, God, and the husband or the wife.
Amen.
So if you are married, whoever this person is, male or female, and you are withholding sex, and then the other person is using that as the opportunity to say, well, you ain't give me none, so I'm going to go out here and get some. No
right.
hookah, sit down. That's what you do. Sit down. Because that is, you're just bringing other things and entities into your marriage that is eventually going to destroy it.
Okay.
I hope I'll help you with that.
yeah. I mean, and that was the exact thing that I would say, but then I would get a rebuttal as well, you know, well, my needs are not being met or, you know, things like that. And not only just the sex piece, if they say it begins to make them feel unattractive, you know, it's a whole lot of things that come
mm-hmm.
along with that. And so then you're right. Then when they go out with their girlfriends and they see someone looking good, then it's, oh,
mm-hmm.
God, you know. It's almost
mm-hmm.
like they believe that they're married, you know. So.
Exactly. And that is exactly what is destroying the unity we call marriage now. That's what is destroying it. Because husband and wives are, you know, getting angry, and I'm not sleeping with you, and I'm not doing this. And so, and it's okay. Let's say that happens for a day or two. Okay, cool. Pray, repent. Come together, talk about it, get over it, go make it happen in the bed to each other. Okay.
Right.
But when
so,
you
but
just
if it's
let
an
it
illness,
prolong,
that's, if it's
yes,
an illness,
you let it prolong.
If it's an illness that's keeping them from performing,
right.
that you know, I would suggest
yeah,
you
that person
get some
is not right.
Help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Get some help, and then because if you want to go outside your marriage because the other partner is sick or not feeling good, ill, or what have you, then you're not holding up your end of the vow. You're cheating. You know, you and even in your heart, you have already committed adultery. You're cheating, you
mm-hmm.
know, and you got to come back. You've got to come back to your first love. If you married someone, that was the one you said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, guess what? Get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Get it together. Because a woman don't have a vagina just to be screwed, and a man don't have a penis just to stick it anywhere they want to when they feel like it because they're stuck
right.
with their emotions. Well, guess what? Check your emotions. And if that means checking your penis, check it before it has to get checked.
Now, thank you. I love
what I got to say on that.
Thank you so much.
Right, next caller, you're welcome. Next caller.
I wanted to see if you could elaborate more on the point of you were saying sitting in church and not, I guess, feeling convicted or, you know, for having a lustful spirit. I think you said something along the lines of you're sitting there eyeing the preacher and or the next man beside you in church and not feeling that conviction. What if
exactly.
the person feels in themselves that, you know, it's okay. It's okay for me to feel this way or think this way because, hey, I'm single. Hey, I'm doing this because God hadn't sent who's supposed to be in my life yet. And if I'm going to sit here and look at Bob, then it's okay because God hadn't said who it's supposed to be. So I'm gonna sit here and look at him. How is that woman supposed to feel convicted if she
okay.
don't see anything wrong with what she's doing?
Right. First of all, she don't see anything wrong with what she's doing. But if she gets in the Word of God, you said that this person is in church, so therefore I know they're confessing to be saved. Then they need to start working out their soul salvation. They need to go into their Bible and start looking up scriptures on lust, fornication, and adultery. And you start seeing what it says. And then not only that, look up silly women. And then look up just women in general of how it talks about the prostitute or the woman always trying to snare a man and pull him into a ditch, put him into a pit of death. It's so many things that God says about a woman that, you know, we have to be careful. So when you start reading these things, even if you don't feel convicted, at first you should start feeling convicted. So the simple fact is you say, okay, I'm not going to say you. We're going to say this person is looking at Bob because she's waiting and she's single and God hasn't seen who was supposed to be there. Well, guess what? As long as you're looking at Bob, you occupying the space where the Mr. Right supposed to be. So now you don't occupy your space with Bob's spirit. So Mr. Right's spirit can't slide in because somebody else already there in your heart, and your spirit, your mind, and you trying
even
to get
that,
next to your Bob.
Oh, he's cute. Oh, I think he's cute. Even with that little, you know, as soon as you see him, oh, I think he's cute, but I'm going to go back and focus on the word. Even that little bit is an interference of the spirit on what God is trying to do.
It's an interference. I mean, you know, and this is the this is the excuse people use. Well, I'm saved, but I ain't blind. I see he's fine. Oh, I see he's fine. That's an excuse, baby.
That's an
excuse. Because guess what? It's a whole lot of fine people out there. But if you keep looking all day long at fine people, sooner or later you're going to start lusting after them.
Man.
You know, it's like this. Let's get off of that for a minute. Let me take you somewhere that makes you feel a little bit safer. Okay, you say you ain't going to eat no dessert, but you keep going to the bakery every day. And you looking in the glass window every day at the bakery, the food in the bakery. Don't you know sooner or later you're going to purchase some damn bakery? The bakery.
Well.
Exactly. Sooner or later you're going to make a purchase. And that's exactly what's going to happen. You keep looking and talking about this one's fine. Oh, he smells good. This one, that one. For you know it, that appetite will begin to arise and become stronger than that faith in you. And you don't want that to happen Because what we do is when we're single, we're married. The Bible says a single is married to the Lord. Now, the married, they're accountable to one another, the husband and the wife. But we are accountable unto the Lord. So what we have to do is we have to spend our time with the Lord. And if you focus on the Lord, honey, trust me, biceps and triceps, that stuff's going to dissipate. I'm serious. It's going to dissipate for you. It's going to diminish. It will not be the thing that's the dominant anymore. Right. I know this from true experience. And so that's what you have to do. And the reason we're married to the Lord is because God wants to see if we have some loyalty and some honesty. Can we even be loyal to him? Because if you can't be loyal to the Lord, honey, let me tell you, you can't be loyal to no man. I don't care if you do get with one and you marry one. If you can't be loyal to God, 9 times out of 10, you'll wind up divorced because you don't cheat. So you don't want to start, you know, having that pattern where you like that, because soon as stuff don't go right in your relationship, you're going to be looking again.
Wow.
This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to reel this thing in. We've got to. Let me tell you something. God told me, and I love myself and sex, honey, but God told me, he said, look, I'm going to need you to shut it down. I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, I feel like the man, rich man. In the Bible, he said, you, oh, Lord, give up everything. And then when Elijah said, I want your mantle. He said, you have asked a hard thing. I felt like, God, you have asked a hard thing. We give up sex. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. But I asked him, if you keep me, if you do it, because you know I done tried and I keep failing, I'll do it. God relinquished my will, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to need you to keep me. Yes, everywhere I was going, at first I was seeing men, I would look at them, I was like, oh, my God, he looks great. Oh, I love the way he smells. Ain't nothing like to me, honey, a good-smelling man. Oh, my God, reel it in, Rachel. I mean, good-smelling man. That don't smell good and look good. Oh, my goodness, that's just too much right there. So I was like, Lord, I'm going to need you to help me that when I get around these men, that I don't go wacko in my spirit and in my mind. My body just be like, oh, you know, I got to do something to make them say something to me because I'm just feeling them. You know, chemistry this, chemistry that. Well, God fixed that thing for me, and he kept me. And I'm telling you, I was like, Lord, I know this is you. And he told me, I need you to sit your butt down, close your legs, and let me teach you who and what love is, because you don't know. And I have you know, honey, I was 40. That, the Lord said, I did not know what love was. Now, you know I thought I knew what love was. Done been married twice, I thought I had it together. But see, that's how come I was divorced, because I did not have it together. That's why. Because I was doing the same old pattern, the things that I was doing. You know, you do what you know to do. So I had to change my way of thinking, change my way of reacting, change my way of receiving the truth from the Lord. And now, sweetheart, it has been 10 years, September 7th, just a couple days ago. It's been 10 years now that I've been celibate. Honey, I can see some fine men. I don't care how fine you are. It don't do nothing for me. I just be like, oh, he look good to myself, but I keep that to myself. I don't even let it hit the atmosphere. I do not even let it hit the atmosphere. So it can be done. I mean, it really can be done. Because, see, that's the trick of the enemy. We're coming into church and, you know, we're saying and we're waiting or whatever, and then, you know, little things happen in the church, flirtation and back and forth. Oh, it's just innocent. It's that and this thing, you know. You knocking boots. And guess what? You just another number checked off the list, honey. So we got to get this all the way together. I hope I have helped you and blessed you with that tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you have. You answered a plethora of questions of things that was just on my mind. That I was
Amen.
Like, oh, you went there, but thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, because this is what it is. God has sent me to tell the truth. You know, he has given me a sickle. Now, this sickle, honey, it's a true sickle. We have to be really ready to be mature. We're not just going to walk around here talk about we grown and sexy. We're going to be grown, sexy, and we know it, and we know how to keep our legs closed until the man comes. That's what we're going to be, not grown, sexy, and hooking. You know, we're not going to let this happen. So it's going to take conversations like this, women connecting, men connecting like this, where we can be straight out real, nobody's judging nobody, but we are accepting your experience, my experience, so we don't have any more bad experiences. Amen. That's what we're going to do.
Amen. I know that's
all right, ladies and gents. If there's any more questions or concerns, please press 1 to join the conversation. I pray this is blessing you guys tonight, because this is blessing me. Is there any more questions out here? Anybody want to press that 1? I know you have a question. Don't be shy. I mean, come on. We may be, this conversation tonight may save you from making it to that hotel this weekend. It may save you for sneaking and hiding, getting on that telephone, having that sex talk with that brother, with that woman. I'm trying to help you. Praise the Lord. We got to keep it real, because this is really, really what it's about. And like I was saying earlier, I just feel like if you're in leadership, those are I feel like if you're in leadership and you know that you're dealing with some stuff, you know, you're the choir director, you're the administrator, you do the announcements at church, you know, you on the motherboard, the usher board, or you one of the pastors in the pulpit, and you know you dealing with masturbation or dealing with some lust, you need to go to your pastor and sit yourself down. You need to say, I need to take a sabbatical. So there's some things that I'm dealing with, and I'm going to need some prayer. If you don't feel like you can tell the pastor what it is, you need to tell him, I'm dealing with some issues, and these issues are affecting my performance, and they are affecting the people that I'm coming in contact with. Now, that's a mature thing right there. You can go and sit yourself down, and you know you need some help. Don't you know God is going to heal you? He's going to deliver you quickly, because he knows you have the right heart. See, we've got to do things in purity. We've got to have the right motives behind the things that we do. That's why I tell you, I struggle no matter what. I've got to keep my legs closed until my husband comes, because there's women, there's men that the Lord is going to send me to. And there's time when I'm doing conference or motivational speaking or a workshop, and God may ask me to pray for somebody, and I dare not lay my hand on somebody, and I know I'm nasty. I don't want to be tainted. I do not want to be tainted doing the Lord's work. I want to be made whole. I want to be able to give that out to other people. Okay, is there another question?
Hello?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
What can I help you with tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a question. My question is, let's say if there is someone that, for example, that is having experiences with masturbation. However, do you think that that's better to do masturbation versus being out there with having sex with a sex partner? Or, you know, I think a lot of times people think that the masturbation is better versus just being out there with one sex partner or several sex partners. Tell me a little bit about that. What's your opinion on that?
Okay, my opinion on masturbation is that's not going to work.
ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to work because it's the same thing as the question. It relates to what I was just talking with the young lady about sitting in church and, you know, Bob ain't got there. Bob, she looking at Bob because the real one ain't got there yet. Well, it's the same thing. If you masturbate, you are sticking things in you, playing with yourself, stimulating yourself. That's all sex is anyway. Stimulation. You get to a stimulation where you get to come to a climax because you want to come. I mean, you know, you got to release. You want to eject the men, you know. So if that's going on and you're doing the same thing, whether it's a man or a toy, you still having sex with yourself. So really, you ain't even celibate. Because when you're celibate, guess what? You're not being touched. And your vagina should be contracting. It should be drawing in. It should be getting a little tighter, really, because it ain't being touched. It ain't being stretched. It ain't being worked.
Hmm.
And then the problem with that is most people who masturbate, and especially women, if you used to it, you used to them boys that can bring it, you don't went and got you the silver bullet. You don't got the silver bullet over there, Starship. Y'all didn't think I know that, huh?
Love shit.
All that master plan. Let me tell you something. The problem with that is now you done stressed it. You're used to this size. And guess what? God fooled around. He send you a man, and he can't fit the bill. Now he just falling out. He don't want to be with you. He thinking, oh, no, we not sexually compatible. I can't even do nothing in here. I feel like I'm in a big empty warehouse. Let me tell you, you don't want that to happen. Trust me, you cannot be masturbating. You cannot be playing with yourself because you are still having sex. Can y'all repeat that? I know I can't hear you, but repeat that in your space that you're in. If I masturbate, I am still having sex. Now, say to yourself, hooker, sit down. Because that's what needs to happen. You know what I mean? You're going to sit up here and play with yourself. And then, you know, you get creative when you masturbate. You start thinking of all kinds of stuff that look like a penis, can get finer like a penis. You start thinking about things. I mean, really. I'm laughing, but this is serious. People are using cucumbers, sausages. Let me tell you something. You've got to stop sticking all of these foreign objects inside of your vagina, ladies. And men, oh, my goodness, you're using all kind of crazy stuff to make a vagina. No, 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 no. I mean, putting yourself between two mattresses. Come on now. You're bruised all up. You got to stop. And I mean, you know what? You might as well go and start... Lord, have mercy. You might as well stop getting a little bit of jar of Vaseline and get it by the case. Stop it already, okay? I mean, come on. Stop it. You're masturbating so much, when you come around, you smell like petroleum jelly. Come on. We've got to stop all of this craziness. I mean, really, Satan is having a field day. The hookers is losing their minds. We've got to do something about it. Now, you have to, this is what we must do. It says we must die to our flesh daily. You've got to kill your flesh. When these things, these urges, yes, at first they will come up. But when they come up, guess what? You say to yourself, you talk to your body, and you say, look, you might as well sit down, hooker, because you ain't getting nothing. I ain't flirting with that man. I ain't looking at that woman. I ain't doing none of that stuff you want me to do. No, I'm not masturbating, and I'm definitely not going to keep using my produce out the refrigerator either. That is my doggone food. I'm not going to do it. I mean, you've got to be real with yourself, and you got to tell your vagina, you might as well calm down. You ain't getting nothing. Get some oil, plead the blood of Jesus over it, honey. Just start praying over it. Praying over your penis. That's what I had to do. Get some oil, pray, bless your head, bless your body, start oiling yourself and pray. Now, I ain't say
wax yourself down with the oil. Now, I said, you know how you do the cross, name the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come on, see the blood of Jesus. That's how we have to do this thing. It's a fight. It's a constant fight. But we can win. The Bible said we are conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We can overcome this right here. It does not have to keep going the way it's going. If you want to change your life, change what you say. Change what you do. Because you can't keep doing the same thing and expect no changes. Now, you know they call that insanity. I just call it plumb crazy. You have to change. Don't, like I said, take the oil, anoint yourself. Don't oil yourself down because then, you know, devil done told you you done got a little close down there and you start masturbating with the oil. Now, y'all know y'all crazy. You gonna masturbate with some holy oil. Come on now, Lord Jesus. But get it together because we can do this. We don't have to be a people who just everything is about sex, everything is about lust. I'm going to feed my appetite. I'm going to feed my behavior. We cannot keep going in the direction that we're going. We can't. We've got to have wholeness. It is time to have wholeness in marriages. It is time to know who we are before our mates get here. You know, not wait for them to come fix us because we're so confused, we don't know. No, know who you are before your mate comes. Know what you stand for. Know what you're called to do and how you're called to behave. You can do this. And because people are watching us everywhere we go, you'll be surprised at the people at church who notice you that you don't even notice. Because you're in your own little world. But you don't notice them, but they're watching you. And when they see that there's times that temptation is coming your way and you don't partake in it, oh, they really begin to grow a respect for you. And then they're like, okay, you know, she's real with herself. He's real with herself. I don't see him out here trying to sniff up every young lady's butt. I don't see him all up in nobody's faces trying to do something. You know, it's just real pure purity coming from that person, and that's what we have to do, and I know it can be done. I'm a living witness. I know it can be done. It can be done. We don't have to cheat. We don't have to masturbate. We don't have to fornicate. We don't have to do these things. We can wait, and it's nothing like it. You know, it's nothing like it. Just waiting on the Father. Waiting on the Savior. It's nothing like it. So I pray that I was able to help you tonight and that it was helpful and that we can share what we hear with other people because there's other folk in our circle that are going through the same situations and having the same thoughts, but they're too afraid to say anything. Sometimes, you know, God will use you to be the bold one, to be the subject starter, to be the one that will lay the foundation of, you know, I ain't going to do this no more. I'm going to live right, and I'm going to make my life an example. I'm going to be holy. For real. You know, you just have to, like I tell people all the time, you just have to choose to live on purpose. Choose to live on purpose. Now, if you guys haven't gotten your copy of Close Your Legs yet, I would love for you to. So you can contact me at rachelmiller518@yahoo.com and please go to officialrachelmiller.com. That's my website, and I would love for you guys to check it out. And like I said, you can get the book off the site or contact me and let me know that you would like to purchase it, and I will make sure that it gets to you. And I also, we can take it through PayPal or debit or credit. So please tell somebody about the book, Close Your Leg. Tell somebody about Straight Talk. tell them about these real conversations, because we need more people to join in and to really get what God is saying in this hour for us to live in truth and in the spirit of truth. This is what we really have to do to be free. So I love you guys. I know that it's time for us to get ready to wrap it up. If there's anybody left that didn't ask their question, that wanted to ask their question or add a comment, we have about 4 minutes. You're welcome to press 1 so that we can do that, and then we're going to get ready and we'll be signing off.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show. And check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's our time. I hope you enjoy Straight Talk with Rachel Miller. I look forward to seeing you again. The flyer will be on Facebook to let you know the next time that we will be on the air. I love you, and until we talk again, God bless.
Trouble game track.